Well, John, the Senior Football Championship down to the last four here in Donegal, and two games, Glenswilly and Niamh Connell this evening, and Gweedore and Sean McCool's tomorrow. We start with this evening's game, obviously, Glenswilly, probably the outsiders in many people's eyes, taking on last year's beaten finalist, Niamh Connell, who defeated St. Junan's last week, came through from the tougher side of the draw as well.
That's right, Tom, you know... The experienced teams are still there, and Glenswilly and Niamh Connell Glenties are two of the most experienced teams in Donegal at this stage. Speaking to you earlier on in the year, Tom, when the draws were made, and that, you know, I always fancied Glenswilly to come out of their group. Now, I would have fancied them to probably top their group, and the way the groups were set up, they had a possibility of an easy enough quarter final as such. But, you know, the way it worked out, they came second in the group, but possibly got an easy enough... No, well, they topped their group at the end. Even getting beat by Ardab, and they got, you know, they drew four masters, so, you know, they got the benefit of that easy draw. But listen, Tom, when it comes to this time of the year, and Glenswilly have their best 15 on the pitch, and, you know, they've no other worries about league or relegation or anything else, you know, they're a different animal, Tom, and this time of year they come into their own, and, you know, they had a good victory last week against four masters. When we spoke last week, Tom, we didn't know what Big Neil would be like. You know, he was coming back. He hadn't trained much. He played a bit here and there against Burton, but against Stardra in the first game. But Tom, he had a big game last week, you know, back to his best. And it's funny the way, you know, even with, you know, not training that much, he still had such an influence on the pitch. And it leaves them that they can play Michael Murphy closer to goal. And Copper McFadden was playing closer to goal in the full forward line, you know, against four masters, and, you know, all the experienced players are there, Joe Gibbons and Eamon Ward at the back, and the two Crawfords and Cal Gallagher, and, you know, it's that backbone of a very experienced team, Tom. There's won three championships in the last 7 or 8 years, and they're going to be a formidable handful for Niamh Connell tomorrow.
And talk to me about Niamh Connell. Obviously, you saw them up close last weekend against St. Junan's.
Aye, well, that's right, Tom. You know, they bet us down, they bet St. Junan's down in Glenties, and they're doing enough kind of game, Tom, but it was impressive enough for them. You know, they did enough. They kept ahead of St. Junan's, and, you know, Brick was back for them and played well, and Anthony Thompson, big influence for them, and Leo McLoone at the midfield. Same as Glenswilly, Tom. You're talking about the same experienced players, you know, doing the stuff, Marty Boyle the back. But then again, I suppose big Cian Gallagher's come into his own this last few weeks. He was good against St. Junan's, set up the goal. He had a big game against Kilcare last week and scored 1-2. And he's a player, Tom, that I've been impressed with, you know, because he's very tall. We know he's 6'4" or 6'5", but he's got very strong, Tom, must be working out in the gym. And he's pacey on the ground, and he's good hands, and he's a handful for anyone to fall forward. And he's a big plus for Niamh Connell, and Cian Thompson in the forward line too, and coming in and out, and Vic Malloy back, and, you know, they had Brendan McDyer to come off the bench last week against Kilcare and score 2 points. So they have a lot of experience, Tom, and they have a lot of players, no more than Glenswilly. They've been down this road before and have won championships and know what it's all about. And, you know, Tom, come tomorrow night or this evening, and, you know, in Balbuffet, there's not going to be much in it. But, you know, if you were to push me on it, Tom, I think Niamh Connell might just have a wee bit too much for Glenswilly. But, you know, you're right, Glenswilly off at their peril. The one thing I would say about Glenswilly is, I think, you know, they always, well, it's a kind of a cliche, Tom, they play better when they're in front. You know, when they're in front, they can control the game and they can dictate the terms of it and play it at their pace. But if they go a few points down, they have to come out and play. You know, it can leave them a bit open at the back, and maybe Glenties can hurt them. But, you know, when you have Michael Murphy fall forward, there's always a chance that Glenswilly are going to get the big scores like they got in the 2016 county final against Kilcare. You know, they'll get the goals, they'll get themselves set up, they'll get into a lead, and if they do, Tom, they're very hard to draw in, you know.
And then moving on to Sunday afternoon in O'Donnell Park, Gweedore, raging hot favourites, way ahead of last weekend, but really put the lights out last Sunday evening against Bundoran with that 8 goals. They're taking on McCool's.
Aye, well, Tom, you know, going into it, listen, everyone's going to say that Gweedore are the raging hot favourites, and after last weekend's performance, you know, they're still the standout team of the championship. They came through the group of death. They bet St. Junan's, they bet Glenties, they bet Dunloe. You know, they hammered Bundoran last weekend, and they won the league already this year, Tom. So I sent you the same last week. You know, the form team in Donegal, and they're pulling together. All their players are there, and the spine of that good under 21 team that won the Ulster Championship last year is coming through now, and them guys are providing real leadership along with the older experienced players, and they have a strong panel, they have subs to come off the bench, so it's all gearing up for a good old championship this year. But listen, McCool's are coming in, Tom, with nothing to lose.
You fancied them last week.
I wouldn't say Michael's close. Michael's, but you know, probably I was talking to a few people, and a few people were tipping McCool's because they'd seen them playing and they thought that, you know, they were going well. So, you know, they're coming in the same thing, probably less pressure on them this week because they're playing the favourites, they're playing Gidor. But, you know, McCool's now, Tom, they're seeing the performance Gidor put in last week against Bundoran. Are they going to be spooked? Are they going to say, listen, we can't take Gidor on man-to-man? Are they going to, you know, rain goals down on top of us and they'll just run through us? Or are they going to back themselves and say, you know, listen, we'll take them on and we'll go at it and see, we've nothing to lose, and we'll, you know, get stuck in and see how it goes. Hopefully they do, Tom, and they don't come up with a defensive system, because, I mean, the way they've played all year, they've got promoted out of Division 2. They've, as we said before, they're a team that'd like to get a good few goals, and they got two last week and they got four against down in Milford in the previous round. So, you know, they're a good attacking young team, of course, and I hope they stick to their guns and go out and have a cut at Gidor. But, you know, maybe come Sunday night, people have been saying they were far too naive maybe, and Gidor ran in three or four goals and, you know, put up a big score against them. But hopefully not. Hopefully McCool's can give a good performance of themselves, Tom. They have some good players, especially up front, and, you know, that's where you need your good players at this level. Marty Riley, Darren O'Leary, young Oisin Gallen. So, you know, the boys playing and coming into form at the right time, and, you know, they might have a cut-off Gidor, but at the end of the day, Tom, Gidor just seems to have too much quality all over the pitch for maybe any team in Donegal at the moment. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes, but I really can't see, you know, Gidor slipping up.